KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we're mostly sunny skies at 68 degrees. We do look forward to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a high near 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Iowans are being urged to look around and single out people in their lives who are heroes and nominate them for an award, according to Rochelle Lipker at the American Red Cross.
We are looking for everyday heroes that we know are out there in the community. And so we have different categories for some heroes that we're looking for.
Those categories include Good Samaritans and those who help during a disaster, people who go above and beyond in their everyday lives.
We're selecting one winner from Nebraska and one from Iowa, and they will be presented award at the Iowa-Nebraska game.
That football game is scheduled for November 23rd at Iowa's Kinnick Stadium. All of us likely know of someone who would qualify for that honor.
A lifetime hero, individual, just by the way that they live, is inspiring to others. Then we have a public servant award, and that is an individual who's in the line of duty, such as a policeman, fire, military, medical.
Nominations are being taken through September 30th. Winners receive tickets to the game and be recognized on the field. You can learn more and nominate someone through a link found under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A 12-year-old boy died in a lawnmower accident this weekend in northeast Iowa. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office identified the victim as Carson McGrain of Fairbank. Authorities say the boy was operating a riding lawnmower Saturday afternoon in Fairbank when the mower rolled on top of him. McGrain was taken to a hospital where he died. It's believed the boy had shut down the mower, but it began to roll backward on an incline, hitting McGrain and pinning him underneath. In October, sentencing has been scheduled for a northern Iowa man accused of using a belt to spank a 4-year-old child. Hancock County court records say 33-year-old Charles Pennington of Mason City pleaded guilty to child endangerment after making a deal with prosecutors. The agreement calls for a 5-year prison sentence, but the deal isn't binding on the judge. The sentencing is set for October 26th in Garner. A criminal complaint says an investigation began in March after officials were notified about severe bruising on the boy's buttocks, lower back, and legs. Other children in the household told Brit Police the child was beaten with a belt for, quote, getting in trouble. Iowa authorities are investigating a fatal police shooting in the Des Moines suburb of Ankeny. According to the Des Moines Register, Ankeny Police Lieutenant Brian Kroska says an officer fatally shot a man suspected of robbing a Hy-Vee gas station Saturday after he pointed a handgun at the officer. Kroska says officers responded to the robbery at around 4:30 p.m. Saturday and found the suspect a couple of blocks away near another gas station. And that's when the suspect allegedly pointed the gun. Police immediately didn't release any identities of either the suspect or the officer. The officer will remain on paid leave while the Iowa DCI reviews that shooting. A jury has convicted a Des Moines man of first-degree murder and burglary in the shooting death last year of his estranged wife. 51-year-old Harold Dudley was found guilty Friday in the June 2017 death of 36-year-old Mary Dudley of Des Moines. Police had said officers were called to Mary Dudley's apartment building for reports of a shooting and found her dead at the scene. Harold Dudley admitted shooting her, but that the killing arose from a sudden quarrel and that he should be convicted of second-degree murder. However, prosecutors showed videos that captured him peering around a corner at his wife's apartment, holding a handgun before he kicked in her door and fired 6 times. A man has been found guilty of killing a woman whose body was found rolled in a blanket inside of a trailer in the Cedar Rapids suburb of Marion. Court records say that 28-year-old Gregory Davis was convicted Friday of first-degree murder. Prosecutors say that he killed 29-year-old Carrie Davis in September of 2017. Authorities say the two were not related but had lived together. His lawyers say Gregory Davis never denied killing Carrie Davis. He claimed insanity and/or diminished responsibility as his defense. A man charged with killing Iowa College student Molly Tibbetts is set to be arraigned this week. The Des Moines Register reports 24-year-old Christian Bahena Rivera will be arraigned Wednesday in Poweshiek County District Court in Montezuma. Rivera was arrested and charged with first-degree murder last month in the stabbing death of 20-year-old Tibbetts, who vanished while out for a run in the east central Iowa town of Brooklyn on July 18th. The search for Tibbetts stretched for more than a month and drew national attention before her body was found in an area cornfield. Police say Rivera led them to her body August 21st after he was detained. Rivera remains jailed on a $5 million cash-only bond. The Iowa Supreme Court has disbarred a northeast Iowa attorney accused of looting a woman's estate. The state's attorney disciplinary board charged attorney Todd Kowalki with violating the rules of professional conduct during his representation of the executors of the estate. and the Grievance Commission later recommend revocation of his Iowa license. On Friday, the High Court found that Kowalki converted client funds for his personal use and revoked his license. Last month, 56-year-old Kowalki pled not guilty to criminal theft charge. The criminal complaint against him says he took more than $35,000 from the estate of a woman who died in 2009 and used it for gambling and for business and personal expenses. The complaint also says he promised to repay the money. The city of Des Moines is giving those with unpaid parking tickets a chance to settle up before further action is taken to collect the debts. The city says it has $1.8 million in parking ticket fines that are more than 120 days overdue. And they've sent out postcards reminding those with tickets that there are three ways to pay the outstanding tickets. That includes online, in person, on the first floor of the city hall, or by mail with a check addressed to the city of Des Moines and sent to the Des Moines City Clerk's office. Those with unpaid balances greater than 120 days will have until October 12th to pay before information is sent to a collection agency. Elsewhere in the news, the founder of the Liberal Daily Cause blog says Democrats around the country have been winning in weird, crazy conservative places like Alabama and western Pennsylvania. But Marcos Molises says the depth of the so-called blue wave is still developing.
Can it filter down to places in Iowa where the demographics have historically been trending towards the Republicans? That's actually one of the big questions of election night of November, and I think that question's going to be answered by the intensity and the amount of work that people in places like Iowa put toward making those victories happen.
Molises was a keynote speaker at the 4th Annual Corn Feed hosted by Progress Iowa Sunday afternoon. During an interview beforehand, Molises cited primary and special election results indicating Democrats are voting at a rate that's 10 and 12 points higher than turnout for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Molises says Republican turnout may be lagging for several reasons, like the trade war.
I'm not seeing a lot of minds changing yet. At least I'm not seeing it in the data, either in Iowa or anywhere else. I'm seeing Republicans tuning out because they thought they voted for something that they're not getting.
Molises found Daily Cause as a group blog in 2002. He's the co-author of The Resistance Handbook, 45 Ways to Fight Trump. And the Cedar Rapids Gazette reports tax records in Arizona show Democratic candidate for Governor Fred Hubbell was fined $600 after his home in Scottsdale was improperly classified as his primary residence. Hubbell says the local officials in Arizona made the initial mistake.
I mean, they misclassified our house because of clerical errors down in Maricopa County. We never asked for anything. We never wanted anything or expected anything. They did it for 25% of the homes in Arizona, just automatically reclassified them. Fortunately, they figured it out, and they corrected it for us and a lot of others.
And a local assessor in Arizona began updating property tax records for vacation homes that had been misclassified as a primary residence eligible for a state tax credit. Hubbell has claimed a home in Des Moines as his primary residence and gets a homestead tax exemption on the property. The local assessor in Arizona told the Cedar Rapids Gazette that Hubbell failed to respond to letters asking him if the Scottsdale home was his primary residence. After several attempts to reach Hubbell by mail, he was assessed a $600 civil penalty and paid the fine. Pat Garrett, a spokesman for Republican Governor Kim Reynolds' campaign, says the incident shows Hubbell talks about ending wasteful tax giveaways, but only really cares about his own pocketbook. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.